Because I know that you probably got to go. So we've been brainstorming. And so now we have a quorum. So let's go ahead and jump into... and we need to approve the minutes first, right? Yes. Okay. So if everyone has a chance to look over the minutes...
I don't think we have copies.
Oh, sure.
Mm-hmm. Sorry.
Do you mind passing them a copy?
Is that...
I don't have copies of the minutes since it was posted with the agenda.
Okay. Yeah, I have it on my phone.
Okay. Here you go. Here, take mine.
Are you sure?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay.
That's not minutes. That's just the agenda.
Sorry. Yeah.
Would you like an agenda?
Sure. I'll take that.
I'll give you what I have.
Sorry.
No, it's okay.
The tissue one.
I have it on my phone.
Okay.
I guess
I need to
look
all this.
Thank you.
I have one draft if I want to share it.
And I've got my laptop. Anybody wants to look at it? Janae, I like your idea.
So we'll flesh that out a little bit more.
Yeah.
Why don't you make any amendments to the minutes?
Oh, there's a bot.
I will confess to have read the minutes before the meeting and I move to approve.
Okay. You want a second?
A second.
Thank you. I'm having trouble pulling up the... Okay, well, I'll just move through.
Can you have a vote on your motion?
Yes. Forgive me. I'm still very slow at this. But can we have a vote to approve?
I approve.
Everybody's...
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. So next item on the agenda is 18340, discuss Arts Commission sponsorship and recognition and logo.
Could I make a request?
Sure.
That we move the project grant reimbursement for Arts
yes.
and Bloom
yeah.
and the cultural district designation up on the agenda.
Great, thank you.
Amy
yes.
is here.
Yes, we will do that. That is number 18347 and 18346. Before the meeting, Amy discussed with us how Arts and Bloom, how it was successful, and how the weather had affected it somewhat. There was more of an expense for tents for MISD and for... the local artists. So Main Street supplied a tent that didn't cost local artists that everybody could share. So I'll turn it over to you.
Sure.
Just give the brief version.
So the festival's kind of evolved through the years. We had started off with people setting up on the sidewalks to no street closures to kind of incorporating some street closures to, hey, we think something's here and people want to participate. So this is the second year of a three-day event. Last year, we clicked at the gates 33,000 people. This year, we had some rough weather, so Friday night was rainy and colder. We delayed our opening. Saturday was very windy and cold. Sunday kind of perked up a little bit. Our commission sales from the concessions were down about 20%, so if you take, 20% of 33,000, maybe 25,000, 26,000 could be a guesstimate for attendance. But the Arts Commission, y'all's sponsorship helped provide a tent for the McKinney ISD, for McKinney students. We had two high schools and three middle schools and 10 elementary schools. It was a really great opportunity for the students to showcase their work. And then the support also helped provide kind of a community tent for local McKinney artists. So, which actually turned out to be a great benefit with the weather this weekend. So in that McKinney Arts tent, approximately 30 artists benefited from the tent. So this festival is a great economic benefit to downtown McKinney. It helps people, you know, shop and eat in the restaurants. So we, you know, recognize McKinney Arts Commission on all of our promotional materials. This is a sample from the Dallas Morning News that was out last Friday, where we've got the McKinney Arts Commission, and just, you know, it's listed as a top thing to do. And there was about $30,000 spent in advertising for the event. So y'all's support really did benefit a lot of artists and made a lot of happy visitors this weekend. So thank you.
So she was asking for $2,750?
Correct.
But Janae made a great point that we have an outreach grant that's $3,000. And I actually attended the Arts in Bloom, and there was a lot of outreach. There was kids and adults doing artwork, so I feel like it qualifies.
Yeah, and if you can see too on the last page, there is a breakdown of the costs. So the local artist tent, the actuals were $2,297, and the MISD tent was $782.
And just to be clear, this would still come out of the project grant, but the total would be $3,000, since that's the maximum. I just, so you guys could get recoup a little bit more,
yeah,
of your actual expenses.
That's
on that.
That's fantastic. Thank you.
So where we are right now, would, if someone moves to approve, but I can't do that.
I'd move to approve.
A second.
Can you be more specific as to the amount?
Let's
maybe?
Say 3,000.
Okay.
The outreach. All those in favor?
Aye.
Yay. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you for all you do, and yeah, thanks for helping us. Amy is really key in the pairings projects. They really helped us with that, with volunteers and the space, which they, of course, they don't charge for or anything. So, mm-hmm. Yay.
She's also been instrumental in working on and bringing various city departments, various partners together for a cultural district designation. That's something that the commission has looked at in the past, specifically cultural arts. So this would be a little bit broader definition. And we some of the partners went to a kickoff meeting, and I thought it would be good for the commission to look at the designation, for you to hear about it from Amy, and then, you know, make a determination on officially supporting it for the application.
Fantastic. So back in January, we went to council to ask for the council's support to pursue a cultural district designation. And this designation comes from the Texas Commission on the Arts. And right now, I think there are like 33 cities that have this designation. When you take a look at the list, it's Plano. I mean, obviously, it's Dallas and Houston and San Antonio. But other peer cities would be Georgetown. Gosh, I should have brought my list. There's no reason why McKinney shouldn't be on this list. Okay, we have all of these assets. And as Janae said, yeah, this was definitely on conversations for previous commissions, you know, more of kind of an arts focus, but it looks like if we expand to just a cultural district designation, we can incorporate programs at the library, some programming that's happening in the parks. I mean, it really helps build, you know, a great case for this designation. So in January, we submitted a letter of intent to pursue the designation. The application is due on June the 15th, and it's a pretty substantial application. The designation is good for 10 years.
That's good.
Yeah, which is great. There is what this, basically the benefit is a promotional benefit. You know, it just lets the state know that there are resources and things happening in McKinney that are worthy of state recognition. It does open up the opportunity for some grant funds. For example, in San Angelo, they funded a sculpture garden.
Wow.
With funds from the culture. Yeah. So it would provide this board an opportunity to access some funds for projects.
That
okay.
Would be wonderful.
So it's a great there's a lot of benefit to the designation. What I'd like to recommend is, we had our Main Street Board meeting this morning. Mm-hmm. We're talking about getting together and inviting the Arts Commission, the CVB, and perhaps the Parks Board members, mm-hmm. and the CDC, to have kind of a boards and commissions overview, do the same thing that we did with our city partners.
Oh, perfect.
But talk about, this would just give you a little bit more, it would provide an opportunity to find out what some of your goals are for mm-hmm. this kind of designation, you know, what you think some of the challenges might be. It would just give an opportunity to add your input. So we're looking at May the 8th at 8:30. So 8:30 probably to 10. And I can send all this information to Janae to share, but we would really love to have the Arts Commission there to kind of flesh it out a little bit more.
At
MPAC. Okay.
I'm guessing that's AM or PM.
It's AM. It's AM. Yeah, 8:30 AM. And, you know, depending, too, on how many would be available, you know, we would probably all need to make it a posted meeting. Mm-hmm. So.
Yes.
Yeah.
Quick question, the designation, is it a citywide designation, or would it just be the square?
No, that's a great question, Jeffrey. So it has to be, so the TCA says it's got to be a walkable district.
Oh, that fits us, definitely.
It does. So where, you know, some questions came up to me, like, would you include the cotton mill? The cotton mill is maybe a little bit outside of walkable.
Yeah, how do you include the parks?
Well, I think you can. I mean, Finch is natural. Well. Mitchell is a natural inclusion. I want to include Old Settlers. There's programming happening at Old Settlers. They have a cultural music series. I mean, there's some really...
Flour mill would work.
The flour mill is... yeah,
and
so...
And I've learned some new things about what might be happening there. So that would work real well.
Yeah. So there's a lot of energy. I mean, this just really seems to be the right time. There are the right people and the right... you know, in the right places right now to make it work. So
besides going to the meeting, what do we need to do to help?
Well, I think once we go to this meeting, so they do want kind of, they want a census of how many artists are in your district. Mm-hmm. Okay. And they want a census of, like, you know, what other, you were talking earlier about some of the textile, mm-hmm. Businesses being considered mm-hmm. artistic endeavors, like the hat shop. You know, they want a listing of all those types of businesses, the boot shop. There's the McKinney Knittery that's just kind of right on the edge of downtown.
Is this an official, like, census, or is it something that we just take a poll? Because you have McKinney Cares, right?
I do.
Because she would have great access to information.
Yes, that's right. That's right.
Do your artists have to be in the walkable district?
What does now?
Do the artists have to be in the walkable district?
Well, there are some studios in the walkable mm-hmm. district, and the initial map that we were looking at incorporates some of MAST, some of the studios that are in the historic neighborhood. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, there's just a lot.
Mine will.
Yes.
I'm putting a studio in mine, a rentable studio for artists. So
that'll for sure. And, you know, the activity that's happening at the new development, I mean, the Davis at the Square, mm-hmm. you know, they want to know about how many residences are in the area. It might be nice, too, and I'll put these together before the meeting on May 8th, but for someone from this Arts Commission to reach out to a peer city and talk to somebody from their Arts Commission that has this designation and maybe, you know, talk about some of the benefits they see for their community.
Mm-hmm. Is there someone that would be willing on the commission that would be willing to do that before the May 8th meeting to get ideas about?
I'm happy to, and if anyone else wants to, if there's two cities.
Is there any that you can recall off the top of your head that would be like a good...
That's a good match.
Yeah.
Let me go back and I'll email Janae. Yeah. So I know Georgetown is.
Yeah, that would be.
And Georgetown, their program is actually managed by the library. It's kind of interesting.
Hmm.
I'm trying to think who. There's another community where it's managed by their Arts Commission. I just have to go back and I'll check and send it to you.
Okay. Would you be interested in doing that as well?
Awesome. Thank you.
I would guess there'd be one outside of Houston, Woodland.
The Woodlands?
I bet the Woodlands is one, because I've seen a lot of arts coming.
They have a show. They have an arts festival. They won the Woodlands.
I bet they're on the list. Mm-hmm. We can each tackle a city.
Yeah.
And come up with a different report on how.
We just sent out the invitation.
I'm sorry?
Who just sent out the invitation?
Did I send it? Oh, I put it on my calendar. Yeah.
Well, just wow. Look at everybody's
wow.
Sign.
Nice. Good job, Molly.
I was like, it said unknown senders. I was like, who was doing that? I didn't see anybody.
I was like, wow.
We have this on here as a consider discuss act, so if you'd like for the commission to take a vote in support.
I think that would be great for our documentation. This date, the McKinney Arts Commission said yes, so...
So does anyone move to approve
to
support?
Approve?
Well, to support, Main Street to, you did send the letter of intent.
Yeah, I would say it's not just Main Street. I don't want it to be perceived as a Main Street thing. I'd rather say a McKinney initiative.
City of McKinney initiative. Mm-hmm.
I move that we support the initiative to designate McKinney a cultural district. It's a portion of McKinney. To be defined, a cultural district.
Yeah.
Does anyone second?
I'll second. The Woodlands isn't on this list.
Oh, it's not. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 So approved. All right.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And Amy also brought us
T-shirts. Yes. Have some T-shirts.
Thank you.
Great. Thanks, y'all. So, next item on the list. Is there anything else we need to jump forward? We have a guest here. Should we jump forward to our guest?
Do you want us to, anything in particular? She doesn't have any items on the agenda.
I just came to
observe.
Yeah.
Oh, wonderful. Okay. Well, welcome to the meeting. We're glad you're here.
This is Martha Cavazos Phipps, who is our Environmental Education Coordinator for the city.
Ah, very good. Very nice to meet you. Glad you're here.
Did you tell Molly about pulling the last the Chestnut Square?
We'll have to make a motion, but to table it. So we can when we get there. Or if you want to do it now.
Sure.
The Chestnut Street Garage Mosaic, item number 18348.
Okay.
The mosaic that was the artist that was selected as the sort of the favorite at this point of the three. We asked for the scale of the work, and it turns out that it was very similar to another artist who had submitted, and it was only 200 square feet. And that's probably pretty standard for $40,000 for a mosaic, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. So the developer, Kim Sanchez, has mm-hmm. asked that we reconvene and sort of look at everything again mm-hmm. and make a determination. She's very interested in getting materials that are going to have a lot of longevity. Mm-hmm. There were some other materials that were submitted other than mosaic and paint. The artist that was sort of the top artist submitted a mosaic paint compilation, but so she just wants to reconvene, so she's asked that we table this until the committee meets again.
Did we fund the mosaic? I don't remember if we did.
Yes, you approved funding from the Arts Commission of, it's like $20,750.
Which was matched by the...
Mm-hmm. Correct, by the developer. Yeah.
Who's on the committee for that? Their committee or
our subcommittee, subcommittee of the Arts Commission. So Commissioner Hall is on there, Commissioner Huckabee, Patricia Jackson, who is the facilities manager for the city, Kim Sanchez, who is the developer, mm-hmm. and Linda Spina, the former chair of
Linda,
the Arts Commission.
Wonderful. Mm-hmm. So you guys will just re-meet?
I just finding out about this myself.
So, so do we need to vote to table it?
Yes.
Okay.
Or you can just take no action and put it back on the agenda in July. It's up to you how you want it.
I would say let's take no action and just put it back on the agenda because then we'll have it on there.
Does that work?
Yeah. Does that work?
Okay for you?
Sure.
Yay!
You're the Robert's Rule of Order. Yeah. So however you think it needs to be done.
Mm-hmm. All right. So anything else of priority we need to, or just start back from the top? All right. Item number 18340, discuss Arts Commission sponsorship, recognition, and logo.
This item came about as a request from Commissioner Huckabee on, because, who was it? Odysseus had put the Arts Commission logo on the t-shirts. The Arts Commission funded them $20,000,
yeah.
And he said, gosh, for $20,000, should our logo be a little bit bigger than everyone else's, basically. So he wanted to do research and see what other Arts Commissions, other cities have done. He's not here this evening. I kind of wanted to get a sense from the group as well. Does anyone else have an issue with that? Or
I don't have an issue with the t-shirt, but and we ran into this before, because we really don't have a logo.
Mm-hmm.
We have a City of McKinney logo that just says the Arts Commission and everything.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if there was some symbol or button that could show that we're who we are. Mm-hmm. But whenever I see our logo, I just say, oh, it's the City of McKinney. So I was just, you know.
And it does, mm-hmm. It says, and I apologize, I don't have it with me, but it says City of McKinney, and then it says,
yes,
sponsored by the McKinney Arts Commission.
Yeah, it's not really even, in fact, I've got it on the website. Let me see.
So he sent some different logos from various places.
Yeah, quite a few.
Yeah, a bunch of them.
And, you know, we have a communications and marketing department that can, you know.
We asked about that before.
Mm-hmm.
If we could. If they don't, I have access to have a logo created, just
mm-hmm.
because that's what I do,
okay,
professionally. But we think.
Well, I was going to say, are we allowed to have a logo? Is there some reason why the Arts Commission
That's what I was wondering
currently
too.
Have one?
It looks a little funny on the, well, I don't have it here, but I participated in the Arts in Bloom as one of the artists, and I was looking through the brochure. Wasn't it here?
And it's strange because if you
but
see our
if
logo,
you look
it would be
at
just
it,
like right, this right
yeah,
here, right?
It's just
yeah.
like a black.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it, that's what it looks like, which mm-hmm. is like the latest.
And the only
yeah.
reason I have
this.
Take a little issue with it is that we're the Arts Commission,
right?
Right.
Right. Yes.
So
yeah. This. And I was
yeah,
like, oh, that's
sad.
Oh, it's not much.
It looks like legal.
It's mm-hmm. looks.
Yeah,
it looks like, and it looks like an afterthought.
Yeah.
It doesn't look like a real sponsor.
Right.
It doesn't look like a logo.
No, it's
yeah.
not. It's just words.
It's, yeah.
So what can we do to? Can we create a new logo? Do we have to put it out to the community?
Absolutely.
Or can we just...
I would say that if the commission or if you came up with a logo, that we would need to run it by the communications and marketing department,
sure.
so we have consistency throughout the city. Or, you know, we can just ask them
I'd love to ask them because then,
say,
then
you
it's...
know, here...
Mm-hmm.
Go for it.
Can you make us something that
someone
yeah.
would probably love to do that?
Yeah. Do
something
amazing.
For them.
That would be great.
Yeah.
Okay.
Would it have to be approved by anybody?
I would think so, but Parks and Rec has a logo.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
yeah.
I'm not saying that we shouldn't have. I'm just saying, like, we just go out and create it. Somebody might say, you know, I don't like that. Why didn't they ask us to approve it? If
that,
I'm
yeah, why it wasn't their vote.
Right,
yeah.
And it would be, really, if communications and marketing signed off on it and the Arts Commission said, I want to use this as a logo, there's very... little chance that city council or anybody else would object to that.
Great. What do we need to do that?
I can ask them to come
okay.
up with some designs for the next meeting and then get feedback from the commission.
I would love that. And if they did come up with something before our next meeting,
mm-hmm.
If I don't know if it's possible to use it on some of the pairing stuff that's in June though.
Right.
Sure, we won't get a little
we could.
Yeah, they probably wouldn't have it. They probably already have their stuff printed by then.
Yeah.
The
well, it's me. So,
mm-hmm.
I mean,
she's
yeah.
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 Got it.
We could pick something off your graffiti wall.
So,
there we go. Yes.
Okay. What do you think?
I was just like, that's a good opportunity to have someone do it, but we do have the resources of the city to do it, so I'm sure we should start there.
Yeah, I think we should reach out, see what they can do,
mm-hmm.
and how long
yeah.
it will take.
Sure. Anything is better
than
that. Yes, than that. Sad.
Because that's not really even a logo. That's just type.
It's just a font.
Yes,
it's not even an interesting font.
This is Helvetica.
Well, that's okay, one of the better
ones. So I will do that. And
Great suggestions, ladies. Mm-hmm. Good idea.
How big were we thinking that our logo needed to be than the other ones?
Well, and that was, I didn't know whether other commissioners felt similarly, if that was something maybe when Commissioner Huckabee is here that he can bring up for discussion.
He's talking about the T-shirt.
Yeah. Right, and he was talking about the size of the Arts Commission recognition because of the amount of money that was donated.
But wouldn't that be up to that group?
Yes, but we could have guidelines, like we have guidelines now saying you have to, you know, acknowledge that it was funded in part.
So but we already funded whatever this is, and they've already, this is kind of an afterthought, right?
And I believe his conflict, I don't want to speak for him, would probably be the fact that we don't have a logo, so they probably put it aesthetically what fit because it's just words. But if we had a logo and we did have a, you know, okay, if we give you X, then make sure we're good size.
I would say location as opposed to size, maybe.
Are you saying sorry.
Yeah, so he says in his email here that there's a tier system for logo size depending on the size of the sponsorship and probably placement too. And I think that if once we have a logo, we can also look at like those kind of guidelines too.
1 square inch per $1,000.
Yeah.
Wow. That's going to be big if we did $20,000.
That's exactly my point.
We're down here at the bottom on this one.
You're right.
So, it's not super.
We should have been at least black.
We should have been at least somewhere. Yeah.
Well, they're not going to put us up there.
Well, that's actually for a different event.
I know, but I was just trying to get just like what we're, even if we got a big one, and where would we put it? Yeah. Maybe it'd be more of a placement than just the size and level. But we do need to have one first before we can have a discussion. So
absolutely.
All right. Well, I'll bring that back, and if we want to try and bump up the and use it for the pairing series, maybe have a special meeting if four are available.
I'm happy to do that anytime.
I can just share one thing. The communications department has designed quite a few logos for me in my department. And if you have some very specific ideas on what you want, you should give those ideas at the very beginning. If you want a circle, tell them you want a circle. If you don't want a circle at all, say you don't want a circle. If you want words and a leaf or whatever it might be, because you basically get like one or two chances, and then after that, they've got to move on to the next project. Mm-hmm. Their turnaround time is usually about 2 to 3 weeks.
Yeah.
And Laura does an amazing job, but you have to give her direction.
Okay.
If you want, I can take it because I have several artists around me and see if any of them wanted, hey, what do you think about this? You want to throw a couple logos? And then I can just email them to everybody and we see if y'all like these, or is this anything direction we want to go into? I love Laura's work, so I'm good with.
Is she the one that did this? Probably so.
Yeah.
And one thing to take into consideration, which she's always pointed out to me, is if you're going to have that logo on shirts, make sure it translates well to just black and white and shading and all that, because. That's important if you're going to have it on shirts, if you're going to have it on a tablecloth.
Yeah.
You know, how many colors is important, because it could be a big mess if it's not done well.
Do you mean something like this with black with our logo and it just be a little bit more pronounced, looking better than what we
have? Yeah.
I'm always a fan of circles, just because your eye's drawn to them,
she does this for a living, but I teach high school art, and so my thought of asking a group of people to design a logo, it would be a paint palette. You know what I mean? It would just be cheesy, So, but I mean, I think she's used to doing this.
This is funny because I just went to my Native American parent meeting. And one thing that MISD wanted us to do was come up with a logo, because they wanted us to reach out to people, and they said, you need to have a logo. So we had our meeting, and everybody got out paints, and we all started drawing logos, which makes it interesting if you have an art class is, you know, if you wanted to make that as an assignment for no,
you're like, no. Not my students. Oh. No, I'm just kidding. But the, I teach in Lovejoy, so they're they wouldn't have the connection.
Yeah. Well, I think if anybody has any ideas, it's great. I think we should move to ask, and because time's of the essence, and if we come up with ideas quickly.
Sure, we're Mac. McKinney Art Commission.
Yeah,
right. Yeah, right.
I like that.
Could be an apple, but then we get
I
sued.
Think, yeah, right. I think that's, that, but McKinney Arts, Mac is actually McKinney, it's a Dallas theater.
Oh, is
the Mac Theater?
Well, that's Dallas. This is
McKinney. Yeah, that's true. That's true.
So, what? If you anybody has ideas or you see something, if you'll just send them to me, Molly, when you get some ideas, and then we'll send them out. And we can't, you know, because we're not having a public meeting, we can't really have a vote on it.
No.
But just say, yeah.
Everybody's opinion.
Like
there's a lot of ideas in here.
Mm-hmm. You know? Right. I think doing something with Mac is would be good, even like all lowercase, like MAC, something really rounded would be interesting.
And even if. Even if you all do some research like this, circle the ones you like and say, we like this, we like this, and giving
Laura... So they have an
Laura,
idea.
Yeah, mm-hmm. giving Laura, if you like Mac, if, or, you know...
Mm-hmm. I like a tree. That's my own.
You like a tree?
I like a tree. Mm-hmm. The tree is in all of our logos.
Yeah.
So
or a leaf. You could do a leaf to...
Something nature-oriented.
Yeah, to
a leaf off the tree. A tree that has branches that are like either a paintbrush or, you know, the branches of...
Something. Or the tree that's the art palette, like the artist
palette. Yeah, that's actually a great idea.
Oh, that tree. I was wondering, like, what tree is he talking about?
And then you could put McKinney Arts Commission out to the side and actually
That's actually very... That's a really good idea.
I'm creative. Like
yes. All of you guys. Between all of us, we're going to...
I was gonna
change the world.
No way.
Yeah,
ball.
Like even, or have it come out of a flower if you
did have a flower. I was thinking something like simple, but that has like a plant or a like growing
or
something.
Yeah, or something. Yeah. Integrate that in there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Tree, Mac.
So, because, okay. I mean, when
Mac
I think of trees,
clever.
I think of very green, but, you know, kind of like.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just happen to have a green pen in my hand too.
That's nice.
Perfect.
Okay, so can I ask if you have ideas, if you can get them to me by, let's see, what is today? The 19th, if you can get them to me in, or is a week enough? Two weeks? A week?
I think,
okay, and then that way I can start.
It's okay with me. Is that okay with you all?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
For everybody.
We'll circle back, but I need to know when you want those reports. I'm going to call Amarillo and Lubbock for our other thing.
If we're meeting on the 8th, I would say you just have it ready by the 8th.
Okay.
And so you have that information? You are so quick on your phone. How do you do that? You're a private detective, I swear.
She hadn't been able to tell you.
Yeah, so I'll ask Amy who I should call. I think she's maybe Georgetown. She's going to say
Georgetown is a good one. It's probably bigger than Ellsworth, not in the Amarillo. I just wanted to know ones I've actually been into so I could visualize.
Okay, so you're taking Amarillo and...
Yeah, I'm going to call Amarillo.
By morning?
I'll probably
no.
Or see Amarillo.
Did you get out of it?
I was making a joke.
Okay, I'm sorry, but I bombed.
It's an old George Strait song.
Amarillo by morning.
She was
singing.
Now you're on there singing.
Yeah.
Don't forget Winona.
Hey, we're creative.
Okay, so Amarillo, and you mentioned one other.
I was going to call Lubbock.
Okay.
But they're growing, so they're probably not as...
Who's doing the budget?
Oh, that's me.
Okay, next item on the agenda. Are we finished? So moving on to the next item. Moving on to 18341, the staff report on budget.
So we have $6,575 remaining in outreach, and that's with the grants that are on here being approved. So that was the reimbursement for Jump Into Art.
Until next year?
Yes. We started off with $15,000.
Okay.
So, and then that's including the Kupira Marimba in June, which they were approved last year, but it's coming from this year's budget, basically. So yeah, we'll have, let's see who else is on here. Jump Into Art, the Bluegrass Heritage Foundation, which was approved at the last meeting, and the Kupira Marimba, which is Juneteenth over at Old Settlers.
And what we just approved too, the...
And that's actually not out of outreach. That's out of the project grants.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Because they changed it, right?
I don't know the difference, tell you the truth.
Well, because
it's... They changed the amount to 3,000. Maybe that's why you...
Yeah, and I think Molly said something about outreach grants, 3,000. That's the max of mm-hmm. the outreach grant is 3,000.
It doesn't come out of our budget?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
It comes out of the project grant budget. I was just recommending that amount because that's how much they actually spent. So even though she only asked for $2,750, was recommending or putting forward that the commission might want to reimburse for $3,000 since that was what was spent. Right.
So you take that $6,500 and subtract $3,000 from it?
No, sir.
No.
So this is $6,500 what will be left if the commission approves item number 18 through 43 of 2980. The special project line had $13,090. So the Arts in Bloom comes out of that.
Okay.
So remaining in that budget is $3,736, and that has, Arts in Bloom coming out of it, and American Farmer, which is approximately, with shipping and everything, about $6,400. So that leaves us with $3,736. In special projects. Let's see what else we have here. Reproduction, we haven't spent anything out of that. Public art, the Arts Commission funding for that is $77,968.73. Let me make sure that we've actually, no, we haven't taken the $20,000 that was approved.
Is that for the mosaic?
Yes, at the last meeting, let's see, $20,750. Somebody that has a phone, can you do the $77,968.73 minus $20,750? It's roughly $57,000 remaining in the public art fund.
Do we foresee, we're doing okay on our budget, but do we foresee anything in the future? Is there anything unknowns that we think might be coming in? Are we getting?
The out of the public art budget, the 57 that's in there, we have gotten a request for $20,000 for the sculpture at mm-hmm. Mitchell Park.
Uh-huh.
So that would be matched by Dawn Day with another $20,000, which would still leave almost $40,000
okay.
in the public art fund. Mm-hmm. And traditionally, what the commission has done is if there are any funds that are left over at the end of the year, they've made a request to council that those roll over into the public art fund.
Great.
So it kind of replenishes itself on an annual basis.
Good. Okay.
We had the issue last year, the commission did, of not spending all of the funds, and it doesn't look like there will be that issue this year, which is, that's good because that shows the city council that the money is needed and used.
Yeah. Very good. If, and I don't know if I can bring this up or not, but if there is, it looks like, you know, they're, for special projects, there'll be the $3,736.
Mm-hmm.
If there is an opportunity in the pairings to do a camp, mm-hmm. and it comes with, would it have to have been talked about at this meeting to add it to that budget?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So there
if,
you go.
You know, if you want to make that request.
If you have a special meeting between now and then, you can put that on there.
Okay. I have the possibility of camps, but I don't have all of the details, and mm-hmm. I would want to have all the details to make sure that everybody is good with it.
Okay.
Is that okay?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it would.
Okay.
right. Any questions on the budget? Any other questions?
So I'm still like not clear on what kind of different funds we have in different accounts.
Please.
Is that something that you can publish to the group? Because when you're talking about, okay, we have the public arts fund, we have the project fund, and I'm like, what funds do we have and how much money is in each one? I'm not really clear.
This is your very own copy.
Each one has different rules, and that's why they're in a different bucket.
Right. So, and it's actually on two sides, which is just super, super convenient. but so these are all the outreach. This is what's going to on the agenda today. This is what was approved at the last meeting. And then this is, we know this expenditure is coming out because it was approved last year.
Okay.
So that $15,555.
So this is called the outreach budget?
Yes.
Uh-huh. So we have, and that's one.
That's one.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And then
Thank you. Thanks for coming.
Have a good one.
And then we have Business Council for the Arts. We usually have $1,000 in there. And that's to send somebody to the Leadership Arts Institute. There wasn't anybody that wanted to go last year, but if you want to go, or for our membership in the Business Council.
Okay,
for the
so
arts,
these are all special. These are all line item budgets.
That's correct. Okay. That make up the $20,000 or $200,000 that the commission is given by council every year.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. And then this up here are the grants.
That's correct. So this out of this amount, the total grants to organizations were $146,255. And then these additional, like last year, we put Zoom grants in the budget so that we could automate the grants process because there was just all kinds of problems with the city platform that they did with the city application.
And so this, what's on the back here is this item here, right?
That's correct.
Okay. Uh-huh.
So this is Business Council for the Arts. So we paid for two commissioners, I believe, to go to the Obelisk Awards, which was a Business Council for the Arts item. And so we have $550 left there.
Okay, and then this is just like reproduction and then mm-hmm. public art. It was a special line item. And mm-hmm. special projects is something else we can also fund, too?
That's correct. Okay. Special projects and arts in bloom when the budget mm-hmm. was approved. And it's difficult because the budget is approved. Like, you'll be approving the budget for next year.
Mm-hmm.
And then there may be new commissioners, and so sure. they won't. So I understand your.
So we position. All voted on these right before you came on.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then so not there was 13,090 that went in the special projects, and of
and
that.
And those line items are there. Okay.
Right. Where is it? This is special projects. So the Arts in Bloom 2750. That'll actually be 3,000. And this is American Farmer, which we've already committed to do, but not paid for.
Okay.
So that leaves this amount there.
All right. So this is a little more clear for me. Thank you, Amy. Uh-huh. Starting to understand it.
Yeah, sure.
Thanks.
And I didn't catch it, but we've got an extra $1,000 in there that we didn't spend on Zoom grants. Our portion was only
$2,000.
Okay. So is that in special projects?
That was just under Zoom grants.
Okay.
So we'll need to update it and make sure that that's shown on there. And then the public art fund needs to be updated with the $20,750. Okay, so that's the budget report. Any other questions?
No. Would anyone like to move to approve?
Or it's actually just a staff report.
Okay, so. Never mind.
Never mind.
And on that note, if anyone has, like a part of that pairing series, if anyone has ideas that you want to incorporate in this, like, please share them with me. And, you know, if you have thoughts on how to enhance it or what you would do, because I would love it. And then when we're all, you guys weren't here, but I gave everybody a brief, and I'll send a brief on when we're setting it up.
Okay.
But the day of the launch of it, Patina Green and Rick's is going to do a bus tour to all the local farms, and they're going to have a mixologist, and they're going to be serving food, and then that tour will end at the exhibit. So I'm hoping everyone shows up and can be there that night or at least visit another time. It'll be fun.
That'll be so cool. Yeah.
Share. Next item on the agenda. 18342. Are there any commissioner and staff reports?
I have a couple of staff reports. So I went to the Quakertown exhibit at the library and lecture, and it was on a book called Denton Quakertown, and it was fascinating. And the Arts Commission was part of the funding for that. It was Thursday, February 8th. And really talked about, they have the New Jerusalem Baptist Church Choir there. Lee Martin, who was the author of Quakertown, did a reading from the book, and it's a fictionalized account of something that really happened. So it was just very fascinating. And then they had, I believe it was Dr. Carter Bishop got up and spoke, and she has done the Quakertown exhibit in Denton, and then she's worked with students at UNT to do like those, I can't even remember what it's called, but it's like a, where you put your phone up to it and it will launch into a video of what's going, what is that?
QR code.
It's not like a QR code. Yeah.
It's an interactive museum.
Yes.
Oh, an AR.
Yeah, like we have downtown.
Augmented reality?
Yes.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, and so you can watch the video, and I wasn't really clear on the technology piece of it. But, it was wonderful. So I was just so proud that the Arts Commission had taken part in funding that. Then at John and Judy Gay Library, Ken Tokey's Bellas Artes, Salon de Bellas Artes, he is taking that down in order to clean it, refurbish it. So you might hear, hey, there's this big blank space there. The loan agreement has expired. We are not sure if he wants to put that back up. They're going to Japan for a month. Whether he would want to reinstall that. I reached out to Annie Royer to see if she knew of any other artists that might want to do installations. I didn't want it to be perceived that, you know, that it's only Kentucky's space to exhibit in. She said that she didn't know of any other artists that would want to exhibit in that space. He's requested, and anything that's there is for sale. So, he has little pamphlets on the art, you know, explaining what it is and how much it would be for purchase. He's asked to be able to install a piece or put a loan on a piece in the expansion of the library. So I thought that might be an opportunity for another artist, or if you knew of an artist that might want to exhibit there. I don't have the dimensions on it, but it's a pretty large piece of
art. What's he have there now? I'm sorry?
It's there. Well, it's been taken down now.
It's taken down.
Okay. Yeah. Is it a sculpture?
No, it's a painting.
It's a painting. Mm-hmm. And where was it?
At John and Judy Gay Library.
But where in the library?
You know, I think it's... Yeah, when you walk in on the... I think it was on the left. Or
in the foyer there?
Yes.
Okay.
It was above the little bench, like where you sit. There's a seating thing, and then there's...
About how large would you say that space is?
It's pretty big, and it's pretty tall.
Because it was just there for Martha's class Tuesday. Sitting on the bench, by the way.
I think they took it down, let's see, Tuesday. They may have taken it down. They took it down Tuesday or Wednesday.
Okay.
It's really big, though.
Yeah. Something to think about.
So, if anybody has ideas or hears of anything, or because we'll have a month or so, you know, before they get back, before they would be willing to sign another loan agreement, or so if something else comes up in the meantime. But that's all I have. Oh yeah, April 17th. So they took it down on Monday. Yeah, took it down on, right?
This is the 19th.
So Tuesday.
Tuesday.
I have to think about that.
All right. That's all I have for reports.
All right. Next item on the agenda, 18343. Consider, discuss, act on outreach grant reimbursement request for $29,080 from Jump Into Art. If anybody needs to see that final report, I'm downloading it now. Jump Into Art has done a lot of good things in the community. Mm-hmm.
And that is Magda Dia, and a $3,000 outreach grant was approved, but we ask that they come back to actually get paid and give a report on what they've done. And her actual expenses were
is it this $2,980?
And I can read her report.
Oh, here we go. Yeah, her actual expenses were $5,960, so she would only be eligible for 50% of that.
I
so that's where the $2,980 comes from. Even though $3,000 was approved, $2,980 is the eligible expense.
And I'll just read this just so in case you don't have it. What a big year for our studio. We outgrew our small room at the McKinney Art House on North Kentucky Street and moved in September to the upstairs space of my historic two-story carriage house at 708 North Church Street. This really expanded our classes. We've been able to offer more open space and more scholarships. From the moment we moved into the new space, we knew we needed to keep expanding, so we converted the three-car garage into a lovely open airy pottery studio. I'd love to take a tour one day.
Okay.
Because I've never.
I've been there.
You've been there?
It's very
okay.
Nice. Very nice.
My daughter goes.
Okay, good. That I just wanted to know.
Yeah, she's done an excellent job.
She has.
So the funding from your grant has helped ease the pressure offering free classes bring. We used our profits for the expansion and for your support for the free classes. Most of our students come from the Samaritan Inn, which I love. That is wonderful that they're offering that. But lately, we've been finding needy families are everywhere. So what a great thing! Mm-hmm. So that we can do that. So, does anyone move to approve?
I move to approve the funding for the Jump into Art.
I second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And the motion passes. Or the... All right. Did I do it right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, right. You're doing great.
Pretty right. Good.
Okay. Next item on the agenda, 18344. Consider act discuss on the final report of the Friends of the Library.
And so this was the Friends of the Library. Their original grant amount was. I'm not sure altogether, but we've paid already from the contract. They get 70% when the grant is approved by the commission. So they get 70% up front. They get 30% after they have completed their project. So it's different from the outreach grants where they don't get anything mm-hmm. at first, and they get it all when their project is
they
done.
They got $10,510.
So $10,510 was what was approved by the Arts Commission. So they've already been paid $7,357. They're asking for the remaining 30% today, which is $3,153. They used those funds to do a program for Black History Month, which I mentioned, Read Across McKinney, and adult book reviews. I don't know if that's book reviews for adults or adult book reviews. I'm sure it's book reviews for adults. And so they are asking for the remainder of their funding to
them. It's all in the comma placement. You know, it's, that's awesome.
And so this group, I am not familiar with them, but I think mm-hmm. I've heard the name before.
Yes.
Are they like a private group or public group or whatever?
They're a nonprofit fundraising arm of the public library, the McKinney Public Library System. So they do, you know, write grants and that sort of thing for the library.
So are they associated with the library then?
Yes, it would
they're
be.
Friends of the library.
They're friends.
Yeah. they're the
But do they have a relationship?
Just friends. No, just friends.
It's basically the nonprofit arm of the library.
Okay.
You may have seen, they're the ones usually that have the little books for sale when you go in and you can put money in the jar. Like they have discarded books they sell as a fundraiser mm-hmm. and they go in. So they do fundraise too, but maybe that's where you're
I think I've heard, yeah, they're like probably in every city has something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And there's, for the Arts Commission, what do they call those that the fundraising arm usually of arts commissions are?
Friends of the Arts.
Yeah, Friends of the Arts, but there's also like a... specific name for it. I'll try and remember.
The acronym of Friends of the Arts.
I don't know. Sorry. Never mind. I'll bring it back.
Too much fun.
Okay.
So, does anyone want to...
Move to approve.
For a second.
All right. And all those in favor?
Aye.
And the motion passes. Okay, next item on the agenda. Number 18345, consider, discuss, act on the final report of the McKinney Community Concert Association.
And this is the organization that offers subscriptions to concerts. That has been an issue for the commission in the past because it is open to the public. The general public can go and buy tickets, but subscription holders get first shot at the tickets, basically, or season ticket holders. They are now offering their program. So the commission last year approved $4,380. They were paid out $3,066. There's $1,314 remaining to be paid out, but just to kind of give you the background. So they originally, when they started seeking funding, or when the Arts Commission originally were giving them funding, it was $20,000. And some of the commissioners in years past had had an issue with that, saying this is not really open to the public. So they started offering individual tickets for sale. They were at Christ Fellowship. Yes, and which was a large venue, so there were a lot of individual tickets left. They're now at Fabian Middle School, so there are fewer. I think 600 is their max, so there are fewer individual tickets, which is why the commission gave them a smaller amount of money. But they have offered ABBA Fab, Three Redneck Tenors, The Marlins, and you can see Jason Coleman, Megan Taylor, Tony Pace, Greg Bonham, the Jive Aces, and all of those events have been completed, so they're now asking for their final.
So they're not at Impact, they actually do it at one of the local schools?
At Fabian Middle School, that's correct.
Those band names you were reading?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I was like... What is she saying? Fab, ABBA, and
all things. ABBA, Fab, ABBA, I assume that's an ABBA, knockoff group.
So they're just asking for the final 13, 14?
Which we approved.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. So they're asking for the remaining grant.
And then we fund the additional 13, 14 for the McKinney Community Concert Association.
Anyone second?
I second.
I would be curious, because since I'm in the community, I would love next time when they come up, I would love to see how they promote their concerts, just so we can see.
I've never heard of it. I'd like to actually go and try to purchase a ticket.
Yeah, I'd like to go and check
see
out
how that works.
So next time when they apply for a grant, I'd like to ask them to tell us where to go to find the tickets. And
okay.
Email us. So, I mean, if they applied for a grant, I would think that it would behoove them to send an invitation to the commissioners to come see a concert.
We had the discussion previously.
Is there an auditorium?
Yeah, we hadn't voted yet. We're still in discussion.
Oh, yes. Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry.
They have a church service there, too.
All those in favor?
Aye.
So the motion passes. Thank you. Mr. Roberts would not like
So when they get paid, is that when they get a vendor number?
No, they get a vendor number when I set up the first payment, they get a vendor number.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I have to have one of those.
Next item on the agenda, number 18346. Nope, that is actually already passed. The next one is already passed.
We're done.
Thank you all. Hey, ladies, you guys weren't here, but Charlotte invited us to a champagne cheese event tonight. She just launched a new candle that is being made in France. It's right around the corner if you guys would like to join me. I always like a piece of cheese.
Yeah. I'll take your wine.
Yeah.
Champagne.
Meeting is adjourned.
All right. Thank you.